GMC, we are professional grade. Gateway, the right way.
Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Play this clip last night on Fox 2. All I can think about is Paul Walker, because at the end of one of these most recent Fast and the Furious movies, that's the song that they play as they do this really cool tribute to the late Paul Walker, where his car basically drives up to heaven at the end, and they play that song, and it's very emotional, and all I can think about on the set is the late Paul Walker.
Now, that's really weird.
It is, but it's true.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen the movie either, Gardner. I'm thinking the same thing. The car drives up to heaven?
Okay.
How stupid is that?
Listen to this guy. It's a tribute to his
some
dad.
Lightning stuff right here.
I understand that, but a car driving to heaven.
Okay, listen. The way they end the film is you have Vin Diesel in a car, Paul Walker in a car. They basically line up and they kind of look at each other like, brother, I'll see you again. And then the roads fork. Sure. Vin Diesel drives one way.
Towards like Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes.
And the other one goes to heaven.
And then Paul Walker's car seemingly continues to rise as it goes
into
to heaven.
Into the sky.
Yes. You jerk. Unbelievable, you guys. You're
he
all
gets pulled over by
ashes.
Chip.
I'm sure it's very powerful. It's just
unbelievable.
The explanation.
No. Actually, I've listened to this return now about five times, and I think, now maybe it's the way that Gardner edited it, but I think I've explained it pretty concisely.
I just had a visual of the Toonses driving the car, like the cat, just the way this like kind of poorly produced car going up to the heavens. That's just what I visualized
no.
when you said it. I'm sure it was better.
As the car is kind of driving off, the camera, I wouldn't call it a pan, it would be a tilt. The camera tilts up.
To the heavens. So the car doesn't go to the heavens.
The sun kind of becomes bright.
Correct.
And as they're tilting the camera up, you kind of see the car as if it's rising to heaven. And we're playing this because today would have been Paul Walker's 44th birthday.
Maybe this whole hour should just be labeled, we're terrible people. You know,
how about Martin's terrible?
That's fair. Kenny Wallace once called me an ass, I believe, on this show. Yet he likes us. And our Tuesdays with Kenny are brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. We're actually going to do Wednesday with Kenny because he was down in Texas meeting with victims of the flood. He and his wife just went around, I guess, trying to comfort folks. We'll hear his stories tomorrow. Gateway Motorsports Park already announced the date for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 for next summer. That's going to be Saturday, August 25th. So basically keeping that same time of year. Return of the Indy cars, big hit this year. So looking forward to next year already. They also do corporate events. So if you're looking for a unique opportunity for the office, get them over to Gateway Motorsports Park. Find out more at gatewaymsp.com.
Text line, somebody texting in, Driver Joe says, it's 12:30 Tuesday. Where is Kenny Wallace? People know now, 12:30 Tuesdays, that's the segment.
That's what we're all about, Charlie, around here. Consistency, so you know what you're tuning into, what you're getting.
Sure.
Tuesday with Kenny is actually going to be on Wednesday. A little more housekeeping. We have the Wiffle Ball Tournament coming up, too.
Yeah, 590 The Fan's fourth annual charity Wiffle Ball Tournament benefiting Birdies for Bipolar, Mike Wellington's fantastic charity there. It's presented by Bud Light, DB Sports Bar, Gold's Gym, Country Financial, and 7-Up. The fourth annual Wiffle Ball Tournament will take place on Saturday, September 30th at the gorgeous Francis Park in South City starting at 10 in the morning. Sign up your team of four players today on InsideSTL.com for only $150 per team. This includes round-robin group play with winners advancing to the knockout rounds. There will be barbecue, beers, mixed drinks, and water for purchase, all from our lovely friends over at DB Sports Bar. So sign your team up today while teams still remain. And even if you don't play, come out and enjoy the pony. Hey, by the way, real quick. Maybe we can find this audio. We played it last night on Fox 2, the 11 o'clock. Apparently, the Miss America pageant. Now, this translates better as video because this young woman is ridiculously attractive. But her talent portion, which I don't even know they still did that. I haven't watched this
she's
competition.
A juggler.
No, she's
Darts.
A ventriloquist. She had two puppets up there. And I'm dead serious. First of all, she's a 15 out of 10. She's a gorgeous woman, and she's singing and doing a ventriloquist act with these two puppets, and it's really good. It's pretty funny. So I don't know if we can get this clip, but I could see a future Vegas show for this young woman. Apparently, she didn't win, though. I think it was Miss Louisiana.
Also, this just in, Larry Rice is selling his TV station. Channel 24, probably playing right now. You got maybe a rerun of Gunsmoke, perhaps. I have to look up the listings. But 35 years, that's how long Larry Rice, the Reverend Larry Rice, has owned that TV station. He's selling it for $3.75 million. Now, the sale does not include the property on Locust. Basically, they're selling the signal. And Larry Rice said he needed the money to help the homeless, given the drastic cutbacks in state funding. If we didn't make this move at this time, there would be tremendous human suffering on the streets. He said in a telephone interview Thursday, talking to the Post-Dispatch, which was the 35th anniversary of KNLC's first broadcast. So the Larry Rice channel, Channel 24, Chuck, which is known to roll out some great reruns. But also, that gives him the money now to help the homeless. So I guess congrats to Larry Rice for cashing that check and helping out folks. This just into the 590 The Fan news desk.
Text line, Catfish, saying Martin has compassion for his fellow man every time the red light comes on. Basically saying you're only doing it for show on TV and radio. I'm joking.
Oh, the red light. Oh, not like driving a car. I thought he meant that I only stop at red lights because it's the only time I'm a decent human being. Not true at all. We were just making fun of Charles and his description.
Somebody else saying, what's wrong with Charlie today? Am I off today? I feel good.
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Good first hour. Mike March coming up.
Yeah. You try doing this show in Spanish. We should actually ask Polo and Benji, because those are two guys who are bilingual. How tough is it to just get thrown into the mix and switch languages? Yesterday, we were there and we interviewed Vladimir Tarasenko. And right before the interview, he said to the mayor, Mo Drummond, he said, after I'm gone for a couple of months, I go back to Russia. I always feel like my English suffers. And I've always said his English is 1,000 times better than any of our Russian. I think he does a great job with it. But I'm sure that that is hard to do. I do have compassion.
But you don't know that watching from the stands. Remember? Come on,
that's
man.
True. That's
I know
true.
It was months ago. Do we still have that clip?
I'm sure I got it somewhere.
Got a lot to get to.
This is another great clip. So many great memories.
I'll have to try and find it here. You'll have to give me a moment.
Charlie's in like this weird kind of nostalgia mode. We should probably break on time, though, because Mike Martz is expecting our call. He's going into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, part of a class that includes Chris Carpenter, Roy Green, Pete Weber, people that you've heard on this this very program, in fact. More ticket information at stlshof.org or .com. STLSH, St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And for more ticket information, it's this Friday. The big event is at the Frontenac Hilton. For tickets, it's 618-558-4861. 618-558-4861 for those tickets this Friday.
I don't really want to talk about it because I know what you're asking me about, but I'm going to say they switch a coach and, guys start to be closer to each other. He just does a great job here and obviously Mike after. So they both do a really good job to make us a playoff team this year and, now we're ready to go.
That might have been the wrong one.
Yeah, ready to go.
I don't know.
That's before the confusion set in.
I only had one other one.
You watch us from a stand every night. It's easier to think about our style.
There you go.
There it is.
You watch from the stand. I'm like, well, I don't come every night, and I actually don't sit in the stands. But sometimes I'm in that sub-zero looking for Wayne Gretzky, just hanging out. But sure, yeah, I know what your style is. All right, we'll break. Come back. It's the Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2, and InsideSTL.com.